At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Oh, that reminds me of something. To build a spreadsheet for 3,000 fantasy teams. I need to do that. I start, you know, once in a while, I have, like, downtime. Believe it or not.
From fantasy?
No, just in life.
Okay.
And I will, like, I have a mind to build a spreadsheet with all my exposures and how many shares of Bijan Robinson do I have and so on. But I start and then I quit. I ultimately just don't find it worthwhile to go all the way.
Would it serve any purpose other than being... like having the satisfaction of having all that in one place. That's it, right? You don't need it. Wouldn't make anything about the day-to-day with all these different teams easier.
It could.
It could.
Where it would help is I would be able to access, all right, how many shares of so-and-so do I have? And I don't want to have zero because there's guys I just will never want to pick in a vacuum versus someone else. But I don't want to have zero. And if that's right in front of me,
right,
but you know you can just use Underdog or FFPC.
It's just another edge that you're letting go.
That's right.
Dig in a little, will you?
I know. I'm saying all this with Jeremy Kahn with us on the Wester Hotline. Jeremy probably, I'm kind of thinking, would not respect this, right? I mean, if you're going to be good at it, you got to price shop, right, Jeremy? You got a fantasy or betting or whatever it is. You can't just sort of stop short.
Of course, I'm a degenerate, so you're going to shop for the best numbers. You're going to do everything you can to try to get an edge, right? So. I've got no problem doing that. It might take a little extra effort, but I think in the end it pays off.
Yeah, that's the problem. See, that's the effort thing is what's in my way. I want to just say up front.
I could do so many great things if I only could try.
If I, you know, maybe I should just touch some grass instead anyway. Sort of try to convince myself of that. I always enjoy when you're on with us, Jeremy. Though I was thinking today, like, we've kind of had the same conversation a lot.
Aren't the Bills and Ravens kind of the same?
we've kind of had the same. Allen and Jackson, whose debuts came in the same game in Baltimore, a Ravens blowout, and they both were backups and got in. That's 8 years ago now, 8 seasons. And so, you know, they're both probably about halfway through their careers, and they and we together are always asking the same questions, like, how will this year be different? So, in terms of the Ravens, how will this year be different?
Oh, man. Obviously standing on different sides of the track than you guys, but seeing basically the same outcomes over and over again is kind of frustrating. We're waiting for them to get over the hump. I mean, 2 years ago, I felt like it was a no-brainer that they had the best team in football, and they were ranked in the top 10 offensively and defensively at that point. Last year, I thought they had the best group of guys possible, and then you add Derrick Henry into that mix, and it's like, oh, this is going to be fantastic, and you guys were a part of how that ended. So I think fans still hope they're going to get to the promised land, because it's really become a Super Bowl or bust thing, because nothing else is going to satisfy this fan base unless they finally get it done.
How do you feel about Super Bowl or bust, hosting a show with a fan base that has that mentality? Because we're, again, here's these mirror images here. It's the Spider-Man meme. That's kind of where we've been for a couple of years now. And I think you got to be careful to not skip the regular season, because a lot of stuff that's pretty cool can happen.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. I mean, our fan base is just like any other. You know, they're so fickle when it comes to certain things. I've actually thought that some of the football fans have now bled into baseball, and it drives me insane, because they're looking at it in a small view instead of looking at the big picture over 162 games of how things have to go. But, yeah, I mean, look, the fan base has visions of grandeur, and it's interesting since the team's been here in Baltimore. They've won two championships, and both of the years were really strange. Like, there's no way they were the best team in football in 2012 when they made that magical run with Flacco and the Mile High Miracle. And when you go back to 2000, they went 5 weeks without scoring a touchdown. So they just had the greatest defense of all time. And, I mean, it's the things we talk about. But, like, now you finally have this quarterback that you really want to watch play, and he's one of the most exciting guys in the league. And he's done everything else. It's just, okay, the pinnacle, and go win it.
And there's also, I mean, go make it first for both of these teams, at least. And, you know, we had a couple of good conversations in here, Jeremy, where I think we sometimes use make the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl interchangeably. But they're obviously not the same thing. But the Bills and the Ravens both, unlike the Bengals, who did get through the one time, have the Kansas City problem. And so, I don't know, like, there's not much of a point here, I guess. It's just, wow, one of these teams could make it, and we'd all feel like, maybe not on the inside, but out here we'd feel like that's culmination. They did it. And then they walk and say, see Philadelphia on the other side, and good luck.
Yeah, well, I feel like, too, like, our fan bases end up battling with each other, and each one wants to be the one that gets over the hump with Patrick Mahomes and finally knocking off the Chiefs and doing that. And as you said, it was strange watching Burrow do it the one season, and everybody was so excited about it, but Cincinnati, I don't even know if they're going to have 11 guys on defense this year. I mean, that's going to be one of the worst defenses in football. So, I mean, it is kind of, as you said, mirror imaging when you look at the two cities and how things go. But I don't like the idea of Super Bowl or bust, but it's like, what else can you do? Right. What else can you show the fan base? I mean, you just had a quarterback that had 41 touchdowns and four picks, and it's one of the best seasons we've seen in a long time. And, you know, you ended up on the short end of the stick in a game where neither team punted. I still can't figure out how that happened.
While rushing for 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
By the way.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Yeah, how did that? I mean, speaking of mirror images, Bills-Ravens and then Bills-Chiefs the following week were very similar in how the team that lost, for one way to look at it, is they lost because they couldn't convert on a two-point play. Like Baltimore 0-2 in their game, I think, and the Bills might have been 0-2 in theirs, and also lost by, in their case, it was 3, so very close.
How do you feel about that? I mean, because, like, I don't have a problem. Like, here in Baltimore, people talk about the team being so analytical, and I think there is a such thing as being too analytical, but analytics aren't stupid. They help you on defense, offense, everywhere. And it's just information, and you decide how you want to use it. But this is a team that's been ultra aggressive on fourth down and 2-point conversions. Sometimes where you're like, I think it'd be a good idea to go up 2 scores here. I don't know if it has to be, you know, 14 points, but whatever. That's sometimes what this aggressive team does. And I don't mind it, but there are situations where you're going, it's time to lay it up there, Cup.
Yeah. Well, in the Ravens case, the first, they were 0-2 on the 2-point plays in the playoffs in the game in Buffalo. And the first one was late third. They were down by 2. So that would have been weird, I think, if they don't. But there could have been a debate there. And the other one is, you know, games on the line. You have no choice the second time. But, yeah, I can remember the game.
The other one's one of the worst plays in Baltimore history now, I think, watching him drop maybe the easiest reception of his life.
Andrews. I can remember the game in Pittsburgh. There might have been more than one where they went for two. It was Sammy Watkins might have caught the touchdown, and they went for two and lost.
Oh, yeah, and that's when they went to T.J. Watt's side, and Mark Andrews, again, was wide open, but they tried to lob the ball over Watt, and Watt got a piece of it.
Okay, yep. Jeremy Kahn with us here on the Western Hotline.
You mentioned the fan base is kind of getting after one another, and we certainly have seen that. And, we've seen positive, too, like donations to Andrews' charity of choice and stuff like that after last year. But the fan bases are at each other. And I think I'm curious for your take on this, Jeremy. Like, for me, I think, and I think a lot of Bills fans do feel this way, like, you don't want – obviously, we're sick of Mahomes winning, and we're ready to see somebody else do it. But, like, for me, I don't want to see Lamar Jackson. I didn't want to see Joe Burrow get a Super Bowl trophy before our guy, before Josh Allen. And Lamar is definitely in that. Is your experience that the fans are sort of using each other against one another, if you know what I mean? Like, we're judging the franchises and the quarterbacks on trophies, and we don't want someone to get out ahead of our guy.
Yeah, I think we start these big uproar over like nothing. I mean, there are some times where the fans are pushing back, and it's a small minority of the fan base that starts posting videos and this. And, you know, everybody has an opinion, and they got to let you know on social media now. And I think things take off way faster than they ever did, when I first got into radio here. But it is kind of strange to see the mudslinging going on. But maybe there is some of that competitive nature of wanting to be the team that actually does it, that goes in, knocks off Pat Mahomes, and as you pointed out, not only gets to the Super Bowl, but wins it.
With Jeremy Kahn, our guest from 105.7, The Fan in Baltimore. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. So, more granularly, what is going to be different about the Ravens this year? I mean, there's always changes to the roster. Both the Bills and the Ravens are always drafting late, so assuming starters from the draft isn't always safe. What do you think might look different about Baltimore?
I mean, the Ravens are bringing back a lot of the same pieces, and I think they've added as well. If you're going to talk about weaknesses on their team, you might look at the interior spot at left guard and figuring out who's going to win that job. I don't know that it actually means they're going to be weak. They just don't know which guy they're going to go with, but that's what you have. They did lose some guys on the end of, if you're looking at some of the interior linemen on the defensive side, as Michael Pierce hung them up, and that was a big body. That's one of those guys you just call a plug, and you guys have had a couple of them up in Buffalo. So they replace him, and then you're trying to work in some of these new guys, because the Ravens have done a great job of drafting and having guys ready when guys leave, and I think you're going to see some new names sliding in there, and Travis Jones might become a household name on the defensive side. And they just added. I mean, if Jair Alexander stays healthy, this defense potentially, it could be the best secondary in football, because you're not only adding that, you get to use Kyle Hamilton how you want, and you just drafted Malachi Starks, who some thought was the best safety in the draft. So, yeah, there's high hopes here, but you got to stay healthy, and we've seen that bug bite both of our teams over the years.
Yeah, that secondary seems really impressive here, led by Kyle Hamilton. You mentioned Starks getting added in there, Alexander a late signing. You've got one of the best nickelbacks in Humphrey. Things look pretty, I'm not even mentioning Nate Wiggins either, pretty well set up there.
Yeah, everybody in the secondary is a first-round pick. It's insane to think.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
That you have that type of luxury, but every one of them. And, you know, the fact that you get Jair Alexander really on the cheap, and it's kind of one of those years where it's like, he's got to prove it. If he proves it, maybe you want to pay him and you want to let somebody else walk. And he and Lamar were teammates. If you remember, while he was doing a draft interview, Lamar got drafted and he was losing his mind. So we thought there might be a pretty good chance that he was going to come here. And, I mean, he looks ready to go. He's just got to stay healthy. I still think he's got that, you know, top-notch ability to be like a number one and locking down. And you're going to need it in this division, for crying out loud.
I don't remember that. So Alexander, what did he go, like early second or something that year?
No. He was drafted earlier. And while he was being interviewed on like NFL Network, they were announcing Lamar being drafted. And he jumped up and he started cheering. And they stopped the interview for a second because he was so excited to watch the quarterback get drafted.
Yep. Okay. I remember a lot of things about that night, but not that.
You guys, yeah.
Let's talk about that for a minute more. I'd be interested in knowing like how you remember that. One thing I remember is that morning. It wasn't until like the morning of that draft, 2018, that Mayfield became like he's going to be 101. It was like the day before. It could have been Darnold. It could have been Allen even. And so there was just a lot of drama that year. And we both, here we are again. Like similar kind of existences. So,
I would have been like an idiot I'll tell you the story because I didn't want him to draft Lamar Jackson. I remember who my favorite player was in that draft. And as we were looking at it, the Ravens had, an early pick in the mid rounds because they kind of had one of those 500 seasons beforehand or just below it. And they ended up trading back, accumulating a pick, drafting Hayden Hurst, the tight end who's no longer here, and then trading back into the first and taking Lamar Jackson. I was losing my mind because Derwin James was on the board when the Ravens were picking, so I didn't want to hear anything about a Lamar Jackson. And then watching him the first year, I'm going, this dog don't hunt, man. We can't run the option, for crying out loud. We're not going to do this, are we? And this is the one thing I've never been happier in saying I was wrong on, that Lamar turned out to be a pretty special player. So, and we go back to the draft night because he always said, as Baltimore fans say, I'm going to get you a Super Bowl, believe that. So they're still waiting for it.
They are. That's true. Here was interesting too. I mean, there was Josh Allen and there was Josh Rosen. And what Bulldog, like they had a party at the field house, at the stadium.
There was booing when the pick was made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Alan,
that mean they're going to be a good pick when the fans start booing?
I guess so.
Maybe. Well, listen, from that year, maybe this is you and we both will know at least to say this time, you never know. Right? It's like whatever pick we don't like that gets made, hey, Josh Allen, I mean, you never know. So
yeah,
that was quite a year.
How much, if at all, Jeremy, do you guys spend pondering just how much longer you got? Mike mentioned it. Like, they're both maybe about halfway through here, right? 8 years in, you know. And you've got guys who are, like, their youth is very pertinent in how they play, right? I mean, I just find it hard to imagine the back halves of these careers, or maybe the back quarter of both of these guys' careers, are going to look that similar from a rushing standpoint as, say, the first quarter of their careers did. Just age comes for everyone eventually. And it is kind of stark when you think about, oh, we're halfway there, just about.
Yeah, and I think, too, like, looking at these guys, both of these guys will be able to make that transition. And maybe there was more questions about Lamar early on, and I know people questioned Josh before Diggs showed up, and then he showed everybody he didn't need any of that, that he's fine without. But when you look at both quarterbacks, I feel like there is something to the extension of their careers and how much they stop running because, you know, when you get into the postseason, I think all bets are off, but they will start to dial it back. The one thing I'll say about Lamar, though, for a guy that runs as much as he does, he does not really take a lot of hits. The worst hits he takes are in the pocket. And, I mean, I worry a little bit about Josh because he's so big and strong. I just remember Cam starting to slow down and some of those injuries starting to add up. But, you know, when you look at both of them, anything could go wrong when they're taking off with the football. Maybe they do cut it back at the end of their career.
It's interesting how Lamar Jackson really doesn't run for touchdowns. You know, like, it's very, it seems like it would be, by the numbers at least, I would want to say a pretty small portion of what they do in the red zone maybe would be Jackson, or just in emergency situations.
Because of that beast back there, number 22, like, I don't know what he's doing. He's just going to keep feeding him. But
yeah,
last year was kind of that way. And the Ravens have always, look, this is a team that's always had a good run game. People have thought about Baltimore. It's been running in defense for all those years. And then the league opens up the offense, and it's like, why are we sitting back in caveman era when we finally got fire? You know, let's go see what's happening with this forward pass thing. But they've always had good run games, and then you add in Lamar, and I'm sure you guys feel that same way in Buffalo, because for a while there, he was your running back when you guys were going four wide in the playoffs. So, like, Lamar's one of those guys that just adds being out there because of the threat of him running. So it keeps guys on their heels. Sometimes you got to have a spy, and So I do think there's still a benefit of having that guy back there, even in the red zone, if he's not going to be the guy that ends up taking it to the house.
Bills and Ravens week one, Sunday night in Orchard Park. Jeremy, quickly before you go, what are your expectations for DeAndre Hopkins there?
You know, I kind of feel like it's going to be a perfect fit, because the one thing I've loved about his entire career, he's always played with running quarterbacks, and he's always worked back to the ball. And I feel like a guy like Lamar always creates time. He's not going to be asked to do a lot. He's really filling in the Nelson Aguilar role. So he'll be out there in three wides, maybe in some substitution packages as well. And I think you're going to see him play out in the red zone, because he still has a high catch radius. And, I mean, that whole career, he doesn't drop passes. So I think he's going to fit in well here. It's kind of interesting to have him on the offensive side and add in Jair Alexander on the defensive side. It's like, who's giving out all these players now?
Yeah, right. And Andrews will still be there. There's been varying degrees of trade speculation on him, but are we past that?
Yeah, so everybody thought that was going to happen, that they needed to clear some money up. And obviously, when you looked at it, all of their tight ends were coming up at the same time. And Isaiah Likely is, I mean, the kid's kind of a freak of nature, and he's going to be a name that, if you don't know it yet, the rest of the league's going to start to know it. Because I think they're going to pay him and eventually let Andrews walk, unless he wants to stay here on a team-friendly deal. So, but yeah, we thought he might get traded. There was talk about the Chargers and some other teams, but ultimately he stayed at home, and they're going to try to make a run with him.
I'll be in Baltimore end of the week. It's an annual trip. My son plays lacrosse, and there's a tournament, actually Bel Air, but there's a tournament this weekend. And last year, I will probably never forget the weekend, because, like, it was 100 degrees. Two, 3 days in a row, and there's no place to hide at some of these, you know, facilities, right? You're just, like, out in the sun. But great news today, low 80s this weekend where you are, Jeremy. So that went over great at my house.
Yeah, that's good for you, because I remember those Father's Day tournaments coming home sunburned. I'm like, this is what I get for Father's Day. And now I'd give anything to have one of those days back. But if you want a couple places to eat, man, shoot me a message, and I can give you some good spots even out in Harford County.
I very well may do that. Thank you, Jeremy. Week one, it should be, like, who knows in the end how big a game that'll be, but with all that's at stake, like the one seed and everything else, it could be very big right away.
Absolutely. It's kind of an interesting one to kick it off with, and tiebreakers are huge. You know what it's going to look like in the AFC.
Very good. Thanks for your time, Jeremy, as always.
Anytime, guys.
Jeremy Kahn, 105.7, The Fan in Baltimore. I do this a lot by mistake. Aged Allen and Jackson by a year. They're going into their eighth years.
Okay.
18 through 24. Right? All right. So this will be each year player's eight. Yep. Year eight. Right.
That's right. He's a year behind McDermott. Yeah. McDermott's going into year nine, Allen year eight.
I do that a lot for some reason. I don't know why. Shouldn't I be able to count?
I suppose, yeah.
Plus, I'm on the reference sites constantly. It says right there 7 years. Yeah. I don't need to guess at it.
Don't have to rush it. Yeah.
Earlier, we were talking about James Cook and how he and Allen combined for 28 rushing touchdowns last year. And I'm like, is that even maybe a record? And then we realized that Detroit also had two players combined for 28 rushing touchdowns last year, and Philadelphia had two combined for 27. Like, okay, well, maybe the record's like 100 or something. I mean, that's it's not going to be a record if you didn't even set the season record
right
by yourself. We found a 30.
We?
Yes.
I love getting credit for things I have nothing to do with. I'm in the room.
Well, it wasn't me either.
All right.
But a colleague of ours has found a 30 rushing touchdown season, two players. And the Bills ran for 30 last year, but it was the two guys combining for 28. This team ran for 32, and two players combined for 30 of the 32. So similar.
All right.
In a sense. It's not similar in another sense, and I'll tell you who it is and why when we come back. If you have an opinion, a guess with Cook, as we talked about a lot first hour, the Ravens there, the Bills, and all of it, 803-0550 is how to reach us. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after sports here on WGR.
The Ravens have done a great job of drafting and having guys ready when guys leave. And I think you're going to see some new names sliding in there. And Travis Jones might become a household name. And they just added. I mean, if Jaire Alexander stays healthy, this defense potentially, it could be the best secondary in football, because you're not only adding that, you get to use Kyle Hamilton how you want, and you just drafted Malachi Starks, who some felt was the best safety in the draft. So, yeah, there's high hopes here, but you got to stay healthy, and we've seen that bug by both of our teams over the years.
Our guest from Baltimore just before, Jeremy Kahn. Ravens looking pretty stacked in the back of their defense. Do we have prop lines yet on that game? Like how many yards passing for Allen against Baltimore? too soon?
I haven't gone looking. I don't know.
You haven't gone looking. That's funny.
Yeah, no.
I believe that.
No. I don't even have my stupid, like, you know, division winner parlay.
Oh, why don't want to work on that?
In yet. Sure.
What are you doing at 5?
I think I'm going to be hanging out, talking on the radio.
Let's do that at 5.
All right.
I don't have anything written down for 5.
All right.
I mean, other than what we've talked about already, it's literally blank. 5, space, all the way across. 5:30, covered. Got it. 5:50, well, we already did that, but I'll just flip a couple things. 5.
Anything goes.
Oh, absolute clean slate here. I should be better at this, where I'd have something written down for every time of the show.
Right.
I'll get you what I have for 4:30 here in a minute, because it is 4:30. First, let's talk to Roger. Hi, Roger.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Thanks, Roger.
Good. I just want to get your guys' thoughts on a few things, you know, especially considering the defensive line down the stretch. You know, you get a lot of promises. We have to hear all these great stats. You know, you get the Epinesa first player, 6 sacks a season for 5 straight seasons. You got the constant growth of Greg Rousseau. But who's going to be that closer, guys? Who's going to be your Mariano Rivera in the postseason? Get that crucial sack, fourth quarter, everybody's tired, 2 minutes left. Who's going to be that guy for us this year?
I think you got to hope that that's why they signed Joey Bosa.
Good luck, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how likely that is, but that's what I think they're doing. I think he's Von Miller, only a little younger when he got here. You know, but same, you know, injury questions, you know, smaller commitment than what you did with Miller was a massive swing that obviously never really paid off because of injury. And I think Bosa hopefully isn't a repeat of the same thing. But that's why he's here, I think. And, you know, whether it's specifically the playoffs or just the fourth quarter of games at all, I think that's a guy you're looking for to be, if not the answer, a part of the answer to that question.
Which is why I'm not completely unserious when I suggest he should not play in the regular season at all. You know, Roger, it's always interesting to hear a fan's perspective like yours on this point, because I don't usually think of it this way, but it's not wrong to. All the times I want to tell you how the quarterbacks have control over those situations, Chris Jones exists. Like he has been a problem for the Bills in this way when it's mattered the most. And the Bills have a good offensive line, and he still has gotten it done. So I don't want to have it both ways, but I do think the idea that somebody on the Bills defensive line is just going to be able to control a game like it's the 80s or something, not against these quarterbacks, not against Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes or even Burrow. I mean, Burrow carved the Bills up in his one playoff opportunity too. And, you know, sure, you'd like to have one of these guys just be dominant.
Right.
I don't think they have that player. So, you know, and I don't entirely blame them for it because of the other point, because of the quarterback, the prowess of the quarterbacks and the control that they and the offenses have over games. This is where I am is much less about who is going to be that star in these games than, oh my God, why do the Bills continue to pour so much effort into finding that guy? Because, I don't know, I'll believe it when I see it, that they have somebody who can wreck Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game. They can't get him off the field. Like, that's
right.
It's relative.
The closest we got to it was the regular season game in Miller's first year here, there. They played in KC, and he had stops in the fourth quarter. Like, pressure led to an incompletion. There's a sack. He was exactly that in a regular season game before he got hurt. And then he got hurt, and that was it. And other than him, you know, these certain guys on this team have taken turns. They've been here long enough. Rousseau's made plays against the Chiefs, batted ball. Epinesa, same thing. They've had their moments, but it has not been, you know, at the end when they're really – they haven't been in a situation where they, you know, 13 seconds happened, but these other games, it's the Bills with the ball trying, and it's Chris Jones ruining it for the Bills and for Josh Allen, you know, to some extent, or Spagnuolo more so just sort of as the overseer of the defense, calling, you know, just the right play at the right moment there last year in the game.
That's right.
You haven't even had a situation where you're, you know, the Bills haven't gotten that go-ahead score and then had to sit tight for however long, 40 seconds, a minute and a half, 13 seconds, since really then, against this team anyway, where you're looking for someone to do the thing. You know, it's third and six. Where's my guy? Where's my play call? And where's my guy that's just going to be unblockable? We haven't even had the scenario against that team in a while. I mean, let's hope we get there. But you got to score to go ahead of this team.
When I think about this, too, I never look this up, but how many times did the Bills get Kansas City into third and long, right? I mean, Chris Jones, the game in Buffalo, we're thinking about, what, the third down play when he beats Dawkins and Allen has to roll right and basically throw the ball away.
That is second. Well, okay.
You're thinking about second down.
Second down is he pushes Dawkins into Allen, and that affects the throw to Shakir in the end zone. And then third down, I don't remember who blows it up, but if it's Jones, fine.
The second down play then, like, high bar. But to me, that always was an Allen mistake, that play. Right? Like, there's truth to Mahomes and Allen and Jackson and these guys being so elite that you can only do so much. I think I've always thought of that play as an Allen mistake. Like, he's got Diggs open easily underneath, and you want to bleed clock if you can. Like, that's where the ball should go. So instead, he waits for the kill shot, which is still like there's still 2 minutes left in the game, and gets hit. So, you know, does Mahomes? It's not even the question I want to ask. Does Mahomes get hit on that play? Like, it's not. That's a little unfair, but it's just there is that too.
Mm-hmm.
There's what happened at the end in Kansas City. There's what happened there. We don't have that for 13 seconds because Allen was spectacular right to the end, or almost the end.
Right.
Almost the end.
Just couldn't bleed out those final 13 seconds.
Yeah. We've said that too many times. The touchdown pass to Davis was just too early.
Right.
You got to be better than that. Come on. 13 seconds. This is too early.
Sorry, everyone.
Different subject.
Good. All right. What did you have written down at 4:30? Sorry if that's not this.
That's what I'm gonna tell you. So last year, Cook and Allen combined 28 rushing touchdowns. Is that the record? No. For two players. Because in what year? 2004? 2006. LaDainian Tomlinson and Michael Turner combined for 30.
With the Jets?
With the Chargers.
The Chargers, sorry. I thought, were they not together on the Jets, too?
Turner went to Atlanta.
Okay, sorry.
I think.
Anyway, go ahead.
2006, LaDainian Tomlinson and Michael Turner combined for 30 rushing touchdowns. Tomlinson had 28 himself.
Good job, Turner.
And Turner had two.
28 rushing touchdowns.
Yes. You wanted him in your fantasy league.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so.
Single season touchdown records. He had three receiving as well, Tomlinson. So 31. And that is the NFL record for any season.
Thank you. All right. It just sounds like a preposterously large number.
31 touchdowns.
I mean, it is. It's a lot
for passing. It's good for passing, 31.
Right, right.
Did Allen get there last year? I don't know. Did he get to 31?
I can tell you in a sec.
28.
Okay, so no.
No.
Yeah. Wow.
Good enough to win the MVP.
We'd have been. I don't think I would have guessed that the record was much higher than 20.
For one player?
For one player, yeah, in a year. 20, 25 maybe tops.
Was Emmitt Smith's best.
Man, that's insane.
Emmitt Smith. Emmitt. He had 25 in a season. 95. What was second on that team going to be? Daryl Johnston. Two. These teams are all the same. The
right.
Allen and Cook were pretty evenly split, but then it's like
big
two total.
Off. Right.
Tomlinson was 28, Michael Turner 2, there were two others hiding in there. And then this Emmitt Smith season, 25, 2 for Johnston, 1 for Sherman Williams, not the paint. That's Sherwin Williams. Mm-hmm. This is Sherman Williams, mm-hmm. And 1 for Aikman. What did that look like?
Sneak? He fell over.
Would you bet $50 that was a sneak?
Yes. Yes.
I think I would too.
Maybe 100.
Maybe 100. Save your money. We got to build that parlay at 5. I just wrote it down. 1995, Troy Aikman. It was a 2-yard run.
Mm.
Would that be a sneak? Yeah, it's sneak enough. It's sneak adjacent. 2 yards?
I mean, but anything could happen there. That could be a quarterback draw. That could be scramble.
I guess.
I don't know.
Troy Aikman in his career ran for 10 touchdowns, including playoffs. The longest was 3 yards.
He didn't bring a lot of athleticism to the position.
Not a lot of speed. He was not fleet of foot.
No.
Was he? Troy Aikman. I wrote it down for 5, so now it's allowed. It's official. Building an 8-team division winner parlay live. All caps, live. Don't miss that. I'm ready. I might start studying a little bit. One more to the caller's topic, Roger. BetOnline put up odds today on who will lead the NFL in sacks. And Rousseau is on the board. 50-1. It's kind of like not crazy because it's a team that should be ahead a lot.
Yeah.
But what's his career high?
Not in danger of leading the league. Since what I his career high. Teens?
Eight. Last year.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Okay. And 2022 also, he had 8.
Yeah.
So that's not going to do it. You're going to need like 20.
Yeah, close to that. Yeah. High teens, 20.
High teens.
Yeah.
Yep.
20, I'd feel like you got a real, you should probably win it.
Would you take 20 sacks this year for Gregory Rousseau?
Yes.
I would take it.
I think that would be a great year.
Thanks for the call, Roger. Mike Shope and the Bulldog. Timeout. This is WGR. Welcome back. Exciting times ahead. As, with my help if he wants it, Bulldog builds live on the show an 8-team division NFL division winner parlay.
Get out your pen and paper. Time to make you some money.
I don't know your process.
I lose this bet every year. But it's fun to look at until, you know.
You don't even come close. I don't either.
No.
But it'd be fun to come close.
Yeah.
And have some fun toward the end of the season with
other hedging
possibilities.
Yeah.
I don't know your process, but mine would be, all right, what are the eight favorites going to pay me? What do I win if all the favorites win? I'm never going to bet all the favorites.
Right.
What's my starting point if I bet all eight favorites?
I've never even put all eight favorites in. Like, okay. I've never even checked. I just did one pass through this, and I didn't do that. I can do it easily enough. Because that is a good question to ask, right? Because I'm always looking for, like, you know, we've all got an idea. Like, I think this team, sneaky good. Like, look out for this team, right? But the favorites are the favorites for a reason. They usually win.
But not all of them will win.
Right.
Almost definitely.
Right. So you got to find.
Not all of them will win.
Pick your spots.
And some of them, like Detroit, probably would be, are pretty even. You know, it's not. Maybe San Francisco is favored. Like, they're not going to be huge favorites. The Bills are the biggest, probably. We'll get into the numbers. And here, we'll look for your advice as well on the phones, online, however else you can do it. There's not enough time for you to get here. But
yeah, that would be weird too. Yeah,
there was enough time for me to get to St. Catharines Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for a lacrosse tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So my son's team is good. They got beat in the finals, pretty soundly. Really impressive team that they played. And it was one of these games where I want to be tactful about this. Just like it happened, say, with the Sabres. And there's a guy that you can't stand on the Bruins, but if he were, you think if this guy were actually out, if Marchand ever were on the Sabres, we'd love him,
right?
He'd be our rat. He'd be our guy like that. And it's been a while since the Sabres have had anybody, I think, that you would have hated around the league. Who is that even? Is that going back to Coletta?
I think
so. O'Reilly a little bit? I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
But I don't mean the kids. Like, sort of the, it was a team of loud coaches and parents, and we were losing, and it was getting to me.
Mm.
So I'm there, like, sort of listening for something I can work with. Hopefully, I would say to myself, just internally, but I'm sort of listening for, like, that's wrong, you know, or that's out of line. I never found it. I'm thinking more of the coaches. There was a slight altercation or arguing with a couple of the parents. But their
rage was relatively on point.
I just, like, it was a team where
there was rage at all.
The coaches were, like, really all over it. Working officials, working a tournament official, you know, working, doing their jobs, like, really in a sort of loud, but not passive way. I don't want to say, like, any of this is bad. I don't really mean it like that. But as the opponent, or even just a fan of the opponents, it was getting to me, like, just like, because I'm big on with the youth sports. I mean, I didn't play at a level, needless to say, that I could really help teach you how to hit baseball or anything like that. Like, I can't I'm not that guy, but I'm always looking for edges. I'm always looking for what could the clock affords edges in kids sports. Because they got to get it. They got to get you out of there. There's a tournament. There's another team, another game waiting to start. And, you know, there's either running clock like in this, or the 2 hour thing in baseball where an inning can't start.
Right.
There are ways to manipulate that, or there can be things like that that are not outside the rules. You want a coach, I think, on every one of these teams that's thinking about that stuff. And I'm not a coach, but that's what I'm doing over there in the crowd. And this team just did not give us that opportunity at all.
It was just point at every turn.
You know, you can talk to the official, and if it's running clock and you've got a lead, there goes the clock, and you're having a conversation. You know, that can be an injury where if you're not fine, you know, give it a minute, right? Just sort of ways to manipulate the game that, you know, some of these can be borderline. I'm not saying you should necessarily do all these things, but because some of them are not the best sportsmanship necessarily. So our guy was talking to the official yesterday, and I've seen him do it, and it's fine. You know, he's just trying to get an explanation, something. I don't even know if he's doing it for the clock purposes. Like, I'm sort of thinking, maybe not. Our guy's really good. But this guy would not have it. Don't let him talk to you like this. Let's go.
Yeah.
Because we were up at the time. Like, let's go. Just no stone unturned over there. So it was really annoying.
That they were so smart.
That they were so good. Like, it was just sort of... come on, there's got to be something here. There's got to be something. The kids were so good. You know, really physical game, and I'm really getting into this lacrosse. Good. That was back in the box format this past weekend. Now it's back on the field in Maryland coming up next.
Box is inside?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Bulldog builds a sure-to-hit 8-team division winner parlay coming up live on the show. What should he do? 803-0550, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.